Hello and welcome to Green Scene, EPA's series of environmental podcasts that you can take with you. I'm Judy Pino with the Office of Multimedia. Are you driving a car made in the year 2002 or earlier? If so, you should know that the small light switches that come on whenever you open the glove compartment, hood, or trunk could be detrimental to the environment. And here to tell us why is Rick Otis, the Deputy Associate Administrator for EPA's Office of Policy, Economics, and Innovation. Thanks, Rick, for visiting us again.
Glad to be back.
What is the problem with these switches?
Well, the principal problem is that they contain mercury. For cars, certain cars made in the United States up until around 2002, they had a little light switches that were in the hood and in the trunk of your car. When you opened up the hood, the light would come on, and this is an example of one. In order to make it work, there was a little tiny mercury switch inside. They're not very big. They're about a half inch in size. They're about that big. Mm-hmm. And they don't look like a whole lot, but there's about a pencil head worth of mercury in this thing. But when you add them all up for all the scrap cars that are scrapped in the United States in a given year that had these switches, that's a lot of mercury. And that mercury would go into the scrap steel made from the old car, and that mercury would then go into a steel mill, and it might go up the stack. And that mercury emissions in the air was our real concern, how to remove that mercury from the air.
So that's what we don't want. So a lot of people might be saying, well, if I own a car that's from 2002 or before, and I have this thing in my car, is it safe?
Perfectly safe to leave it exactly where it is. There's no harm having the switch there. The real issue is when your car is recycled and that scrap steel goes into a steel mill, the mercury is then emitted into the air, and that's the problem. So your car is fine the way it is.
So each year, the steel industry recycles more than 14 million tons of steel from old vehicles, and that's equivalent to 13.5 million new autos. How is EPA taking action so that recycling, which, as we all know, saves energy and natural resources, doesn't create a hazard instead?
Well, we tried to figure out what the best mechanism was to remove that mercury from the air emissions of those steel mills. And we created, along with state partners and environmental groups, the auto industry, the scrap steel folks, the people who dismantle cars. In August of 2006, we signed an agreement to create a national program to remove the mercury switches at the very beginning of that recycling process. And it was a year's worth of negotiation, sometimes a little contentious when you sit people down at a table and get them to try to agree to do something. Sometimes it gets a little heated, but ultimately we ended up with an agreement to run a national program that would remove these switches. We're aiming for about 80 to 90% recovery. That means about 4 million switches a year have to be removed from cars as they're dismantled. And we're succeeding so far.
That's very ambitious. Why did EPA establish a voluntary program rather than requiring the switch removal?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. And anyone who's heard me talk about this program knows I can go on for hours and hours about why that's the case, but I'll be brief here.
Okay.
The principal reason is that we weren't sure that even if we did regulate, and we were in the process and we just issued what are called area source rules for electric arc furnaces, steel mills, and foundries, to reduce certain air emissions. We weren't sure that we wrote those rules that they would also succeed at being able to pull the mercury from the air emissions. And it would take us several years to write those rules. This national voluntary program we could get done faster, which means we removed more mercury sooner. We got a better environmental outcome and better for public health. We've removed enough switches that I think that indicated that doing it sooner was a good thing to do. And so I think the regulatory requirement, an important part of the program, wasn't the only thing that you needed to do and may even not have been successful if we had tried.
Now, you launched it in August of 2006, and the program has made significant strides, and you're getting ready to announce a new milestone.
Yes. We launched it in August of 2006, and this end of February of this year, we're going to reach 1 million switches removed, which is about 1 ton of mercury that did not get emitted into the air. In the latter part of the month of February, the administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Steve Johnson, along with our partners from environmental groups, from the auto industry, the steel industry, the scrap recyclers, and everyone else I mentioned before, will be there to pull that 1 millionth switch out of a car. And it's also an indication of how much more work we have to do. We really have to get that up to not 1 million in a year, but 4 million in a year. So the challenge for EPA and our partners is to ramp the program up. In the first year, we got programs operating in all 50 states. Mm. Now we have to get them to work.
Now, some people may want to be proactive, and they may want to remove the switch themselves. And you say, no, Not recommended.
My recommendation is that you leave it in the car and you don't worry about it. And when you take this car in to trade it in, the auto dealer will worry about where that scrap car goes. Or if you want to, you can, when you trade your car, if you take your car in, you can get rid of it if you'd like to someone who's on a website that's run by a company called Elvis End of Life Vehicle Solutions. And you can find out if there is a scrap dealer in your area where you can take it. They'll probably dispose of it. While you still own the car, if you really do want to remove it, there are some places in the country, AAA I know runs a program where you can bring your car in and you can have the mercury switch removed and have it replaced with a switch that doesn't have mercury, but you don't really need to do that.
Okay. Well, good. Lots of good advice. Thank you, Rick, once again. 6,200 participants, 1 million switches recovered, and counting.
And counting.
And if you wish to find out more on the Mercury Switch Recovery Program, please visit www.elvsolutions.org. Elvis, there you can find a list of participating service providers who will recycle your car and properly remove the mercury switch from your vehicle. And of course, you can always visit epa.gov/mercury. See you next time on Green Scene.